Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
Whoa. Are you guys hype?
Yeah.
I hope you guys are hype, because it's Disney Movie News time! It's the show where we talk about Disney Movie News!
Yeah.
I was trying something else, getting experimental.
We should make a theme song. Like, that's not the dun-dun. Yeah. You know, I love that, but, like, that could be, like, the background beat.
Yeah.
And it's like,
we should write a Disney song.
Go!
We should write a Disney... I got some Disney Movie News for y'all. I'm feeling like I'm the bell of the ball. Okay, so...
We could do it. Yeah!
DJ Disney. That's false, guys. This is not a real club.
No.
Thank you guys for tuning into Disney Movie News. I'm your host, Leo Camacho, but you can follow me on Twitter at Leo Zombie. But more importantly, you can follow all the shows on the Popcorn Talk Network by subscribing to them on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and following them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. But enough about me. Let's talk about what you guys think about me.
Oh, I think Leo's
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Monica Cortez just said Miss Keaton going to wear her Slave Leia outfit.
We'll discuss that in a second. I just want to point out Sarah's beard today.
Yeah. Sarah does have a beard. A
mighty beard.
I miss your cat eye.
Well, you know, I've been working on this beard for the past month, and I think it's really paid off, you know?
I would agree. Your Obi-Wan game is strong. You should do Obi-Wan when I do Poe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can make a mean
mean episode 2 Obi-Wan. You know?
Yes. Oh, like Ewan.
God.
Ewan.
God. The Ewan.
You would rock that.
You would rock that.
Thank you for joining us, James. And thank you, Beard, for coming along.
You're welcome. Anna,
that was some massive puppeteering.
What's your real name?
I'm James A. Janisse. You can find me on Twitter at James A. Janisse or on YouTube at Practical Folks.
And Drunk Disney.
Which is a great show.
Thank you.
I'm working on it, guys.
She wants to get in there.
I really want to get in on that.
She doesn't even like Disney movies. She just loves Apple. Yeah.
I'm turning 21 on Friday, and I'm just really excited. But you guys, my name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all across the interwebs at Keaton Markey, because my name is so unique and cool, and I got ashes on my forehead. Shout out to
religion.
Ash Wednesday, to Jesus, buddies.
To
Mom
BJC
and Dad, I went
sky.
To church. There, that's all I have.
I went to Christian school my whole life, and yeah. I know a ton
Christian
of
or Wait, Catholic?
Christian yeah. school, not Catholic school. See? So I never celebrated Ash Wednesday, but I know a ton of songs about JC.
No, it wasn't just Christian. It had to be a denomination.
Yeah, Bethany Baptist.
Oh, Baptist.
Oh, yeah, Baptist.
Yeah. Whoa, we can't get into that. This is a Disney show.
Whoa.
Everybody, to each their own.
Separation of Disney and religion. Yeah, man, I never got to do that. I'm probably eighth grade, freshman year of high school, literally just completely clueless to Ash Wednesday. And I go to the mall with my family.
Who did you insult?
No, it was, we started talking to somebody that we like knew, and I went, oh, you have something.
Did you wipe off their holy ash?
I wiped it, and it was like as if I had smallpox and I was about to infect them. They were just like, like it was this crazy explosion, and the look on my aunt and my mom's face was like, you are ruining our reputation.
You are going to.
Yeah, dude, I had no clue.
Double hockey sticks.
Dude, I had no clue. But guess what? I never made that mistake again.
I'm sure. No, I one time I accidentally like wiped it, and one of the nuns at my school was like, do not wipe the ashes off your forehead. And so like now
Simba.
I'm like, I will never wipe the ashes off of my forehead. I will wait for them to come off
naturally. But like, what if your forehead itches?
That was my excuse, was I had a little itch.
Yeah.
Well, here's another question.
Thou shalt not pass.
Do you think Frollo and Quasimodo also do the ashes?
I think.
Like, yeah, but I think when Frollo puts the ashes on Quasi's forehead, they're still hot.
Oh, dang. Too soon, man.
Sorry.
Spoilers, Frollo.
Guys. Real quick, before we kick off the news, I want to give a shout out to the people in the chat room. So let's say hi to Super Iron Halo. We've got CC Rinaldi, who's a regular. Thanks for coming back.
Dishonor on your cow.
We've got
Leo.
What's that?
From Isabella.
Dishonor on my cow. Awesome. No. That's no. No, that doesn't count, okay? Because that's Taoism, probably. And I don't know. I don't know the official religion. It could be Buddhism. I was going to say it's either Taoism or Buddhism.
Is Taoism the same as Taoism?
Yes.
Okay.
It's, yeah, pronounced. I believe it's pronounced Taoism. I think. That's what I was told. You're like, I'm just singing songs. Continuing with my shout outs. Joyful Jackie, thanks for coming in. We've got Monica Cortez, Annabelle Sky, Alexis Barber, Alyssa. Thank you all you guys for coming
in. Thank you.
I promise you shout outs. And someone asked if I would go to their. What was it? Was
Quinceañera?
No, it was like graduation, I think it was. I missed it. It scrolled out of there too quick. You're welcome for the shout out, everybody. And no, I can't go to your prom. Sorry.
Leo, can you be my date to my quinceañera? I never had one.
You never had one?
I really want one.
No.
Dude, I have been a chambelán 3 times.
Is that what it's called?
Do you know what a chambelán is?
That's the date, right?
The guys.
The monster that eats goats?
Yes, down in Mexico.
Yeah.
The chupacambalán cabra.
That's the chupacabra. We're going to get in trouble by our producers if we don't start talking about Disney.
We will.
Like,
we're
going to
jump into this. By the way, I do think that is one myth that Disney needs to cover is the chupacabra. But
yes!
Chambelán. Yeah. We'll
but like
it.
It's like Stitch and it's like friendly.
Hmm? I'll eat your goats. Okay. we're going to go into some Finding Dory, cuz there's one piece of news that I really we're going to save it for the end.
Okay.
That's the Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to save that for the end. I know it's the first order news on our list.
For the final course.
But that is just like, we got to get into that.
Yeah.
So here we go. First piece of news. Disney releases some sneaky Finding Dory posters. Mm. So if you guys haven't seen them on the internet, like the 30,000 people that tweeted each poster to me, Disney did release some new posters for Finding Dory, and she's playing some peekaboo games, but she's not very good because her eyeballs are humongous. Literally, you're a blue fish. Don't hide in the yellow coral. That's the worst place you could be, Dory. Where else?
That one's pretty good.
Why has Disney not? I mean, they market off everything.
I really just
want a Where's Waldo, like a Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, Where's Waldo
book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it to be really
hard. It should be like Dory will be the wizard and Nemo will be
exactly.
Waldo.
Exactly. Yes.
One's got stripes and one's blue.
What exactly. about Waldette?
Waldette, that could be.
That's not a real thing.
No, isn't that? No,
she's a thing.
Lady friend.
She's a lady friend.
Yeah, but you never have to find her. And she's just there to confuse you.
There's also that bizarro Waldo. There's also the evil Waldo. You know?
Yeah. No, I want the classic Where's Waldo? We can throw in the wizard, just because wizards are cool.
And his dog. He also has a dog. Listen, Disney, next time you want to get into merchandising and viral marketing, just come to us, because literally we just wrote a whole campaign for Finding Nemo 3.
You know what kids love? Where's Waldo?
Do you know what kids don't even know exists anymore? Where's Waldo, probably.
Do you know what adults love? Where's Throwbacks. Waldo? Where's Waldo, a.k.a. Finding Nemo.
Throwback. That was my boomerang.
Was
my
nice
imaginary
catch,
boomerang
dude.
Of reference.
I really...
Okay. Get back on the show. You've got to host it. James, I know you've got some choice words for Finding Dory.
Oh,
words. Yeah.
Oh, you best be careful.
They weren't carefully chosen.
Okay, they weren't carefully chosen. They were hastily rationalized.
Yeah. No. Whatever. I'm just disappointed that Pixar has come to the stage in its life where sequels are such a big thing for.
Because...
Leo,
although I know, but I just want to point out that this sequel's different than that train of thought. But continue.
This is our guest. We do not interrupt our guest.
Yeah. That's true, but I want to make sure that the rest of his opinion is informed.
Okay. Wait. How is this not a sequel?
It is a sequel, but it's different than the other sequels because this sequel came to be through popular demand. Also came to be through Ellen DeGeneres pushing for it, which is different. Cars 2 was like money grab, right?
Yeah, but they're also doing what? They got Incredibles 2. They've announced a Frozen sequel.
That's true.
Right?
Well, Frozen sequel, first of all, that's not Pixar.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Second of all, obviously. A million Disney movies have sequels, but Frozen was like the biggest moneymaker of all time, dude.
This is what I have to say.
Okay.
I don't mind sequels if they're good stories.
Well, then you don't like sequels.
Monsters U.
Hey, that's okay.
I love Lion King 2.
Also Empire.
That is one of my favorite sequels ever.
How about Prince of Thieves? Aladdin.
I like the Aladdin things, too. Those are fun.
Return of Jafar,
that's good. I don't hate those, but I love Lion King 2. I like Pocahontas, too.
I like the Lion King 1 and a half.
Yeah, the one where she, the John Rolfe, the somewhat true story of Pocahontas.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Is it actually good?
I liked it. I still, one of the songs always gets stuck in my head for that Pocahontas 2. They have some good songs in that one.
You know what I have?
Sing it for the one person who
come on, go for it.
I can't, it's not stuck in my head right now. So it's like one of those things that when it does,
you have to like, no, no,
sing
it.
I'm like, where's that? Oh, Pocahontas 2 again. It's there.
God, I know. That's one of my sing along jams. You know what I haven't seen is A Little Mermaid 2, although every Melody cosplayer in the world calls me Daddy on Twitter, which is creepy enough as it is, but I still haven't seen
Hey Daddy. Mermaid.
Hey Daddy.
Hey.
I'm like, that is reserved for my child, not Melody.
Oh, I thought, I thought you were going another direction
with that,
and I was like, please don't say
this. I just wanted to see
this.
Your eyeballs pop.
Yes, girl.
Sing.
It's a song that's like, that Pocahontas sings it when she's like dressed up and she's like, they're trying to change her, like take away her like roots, and they're dressing her up in English stuff. And she's like,
I was gonna say,
yes,
like literal
that
roots.
One, that one. Oh, yes, this one. This is it.
Here we go.
You guys.
This is a,
I think that, no, this is not it. This is not it. It's the one with the she sings. This
you were
it.
Really confident at first.
I was confident.
I just want to say,
she's all dressed up and she sees herself.
Real quick, Poco in that dress. Looking good.
She's beautiful. Can you not call her Poco?
No, that's my girl Poco.
That stresses me out. This one. This one. This is it.
Poco's a no-go for you?
Yes.
Oh, dang. No, they whitewashed her too much. Not
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, well, no, that's they put like makeup on her. She wipes it off.
Don't like it.
Oh, it's like
this song is like, it's like, where do I go from here? Some
See, you don't even need this.
See, this looks like a song that
I want to know in the chat who likes this movie.
It's so good, guys. You don't even understand.
We're talking about Pocahontas, Sid Rin.
See, she wipes it off.
Lost. Oh, okay. This is Mulan.
Yeah.
This is
what year did
Mulan.
This come out? Oh,
okay, that
totally
was a bit dramatic, Pocahontas.
All of
I like how the wind was like, thank you for washing off your makeup, Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Grandmother Willow is like speaking to her all the way
by the
in England.
If you guys like this
Why
sassy...
Why don't we do this Drunk Disney?
I was going to say, if you guys like this sassy commentary during the movie, go watch Drunk Disney. But I think we should... I think... Dude.
Thank you.
All right.
Or Lion King 2 Drunk Disney. That would make my life.
You know,
is there a subtitle to Lion King 2? Is it Lion King 2?
No, I think it's
Jafar's
just Lion King 2.
No, it's or just like it's about Scar's it's Revenge. About the kid. Mm-hmm. About Simba's kid.
What's his name?
Kiba. Kiba?
Simba's Pride. See, there's always a subtitle.
Yeah.
You got to know
it,
what you're getting
Kiba?
Into before
it's
you
something
watch
like that.
No, it's Kiara. And
no,
Kovu.
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 Kovu Scar's son.
It's a Kovu operation.
There's just a lot of information going
on. And it's basically,
right
it's a base, because you know how Lion King 1 is based off of Hamlet, Lion King 2 is based off of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Boom.
Well, that's kind of cool.
There.
Right. I'll allow it.
Nice.
I'll allow
not
it.
Bad for a direct-to-DVD.
I like how Finding Dory posters led us to Romeo and Juliet Lion King cosplay. Okay, so.
I'm just saying, at one point in time, Pixar was renowned for having, like, a awesome original concept.
Right, right.
And now it's like, oh, they're revisiting the well a lot of times.
But they also commit. Well, here's the thing. Like, we got 2 Pixar movies last year, so you can't say that they're, like, not committed to the original
concept.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we got 2 in 1 year. But I feel like they're going, okay, those were a little weaker by Pixar standards, so we
Inside
better go.
Inside Out? I know you guys have your
I don't dislike it. Sarah, it's not the biggest Inside Out fan.
And then what was the other? Oh,
Good
Dinosaur.
Which
yeah.
was just the okay dinosaur.
Yeah.
At best.
The middling dinosaur.
The middling, the mediocre dinosaur.
Mediocre. I think it's the mediocre dinosaur.
Lion King 1.5 is really good. I have seen that.
I
and
do
the
enjoy
animation,
that, too.
It
oh,
is.
No.
The animation quality really goes up, though. That's why I like it. I mean,
Lion
it's not
King
as good as
the problem with most Disney sequels
yeah,
is the animation quality is like a Disney Channel
they
type.
The quality.
Like.
But luckily, Finding Dory does not suffer from that. The
no,
animation looks
track.
Absolutely great. Yeah. Which is interesting because I feel like only Cars – I saw Cars 2. That's the one where it goes to Tokyo, right? Yeah. That was really visually pretty.
That's Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
Oh, Tokyo Drift. Yeah. Yes, Cars 2, Tokyo Drift. Yeah. Okay, moving forward with the news.
At
speaking,
least we're talking about movies.
And as long as we're on that cultural subject with Pocahontas portraying Mulan, as we just saw.
Nice segue.
Shakira. She's
oh, yeah.
She gave
Shakira.
Disney a hard time because her character, Gazelle, wasn't curvy enough, so she insisted that Disney give her more hips, which in fact they
da
did.
Da hip.
Because she said they already drew from so many of my features. She's got my hair, she's got my eyes, she's got my attitude, she's got my voice. She should also have my Latina curves, if
yeah.
you know what I'm saying. And
do we have a picture
that.
Of like the original draft hips?
No, I don't. I doubt they
you know what you do?
The
you
hips li-
you just liquefy. You liquefy the hips in using Photoshop, and there
oh,
you go.
Okay, all right.
But I think that's pretty cool. I like that she stood up and did that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm into it. I like that the characters look like the voice actors sometimes.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I just watched Wreck-It Ralph, and you know, it's another movie where the characters kind of look like their voice actors.
Yeah, they really, really do.
I don't know. I like that.
I dig it. I mean, it looks like Sarah Silverman. It looks like, what's his name?
Well, kind of. They like take like little, you know, characteristics. Which I enjoy because it's so cool then to watch like videos of them doing their voice acting. Yeah. And you see,
well, like
because the animators, and they record them too, because the animators will go back and watch it. And when they animate the characters, they put in like little, they have like little ticks. I know with like Olaf, they did that with Josh Gad.
Oh, for sure.
I can't remember which things it was.
Especially if they have like an actual actor, not just someone who does voice acting, but an actual person who's used to being
If you look at Simba, you see Matthew Broderick in there.
Oh yeah, no, you know the
you
one,
really do. It's weird, but you do.
You know the one that definitely by far looks the most like their voice actor is
Woody?
If you get an image of it. No,
Woody does.
Steve Buscemi's character in Home on the Range looks just like a tiny little
you
Steve
in that
Buscemi.
Movie.
I'm sorry, I was subjected to it.
I've
I had
never
to watch
seen
it,
it though,
and it's awful. It? And the one takeaway I have is that Steve Buscemi looks like a little Steve Buscemi.
Can you please pull that up for
us? Because
he
looks just like they traced a picture of him and then just rotoscoped him or something.
I'm going to reach out to the chat right here. What animated character do you think looks more like most like their?
Look at that little Steve.
Oh
Buscemi.
Well, yes, he really does.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's just.
Do you
Steve
know
Buscemi.
Scar kind he of does. Scar kind of
Scar
reminds
does
me
look
of
like
Jeremy Irons.
Irons.
Ooh yeah,
he does. He does a little bit.
And what about what's her name? Pat Carroll in Ursula? Do you think that's a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, not really.
Meh.
Okay, no, because Ursula is modeled after Divine.
Yes.
Anna, Princess Anna.
Oh,
and Kristen Bell.
Kinda.
I
don't know. That's
oh, hater.
No, because Anna's modeled after Rapunzel, who's modeled after like, every
Mandy
other.
Mandy Moore. No, but Mandy Moore does not.
All
look
of the
Rapunzel.
All of the Disney and like Pixar girls all look
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, they all look
yeah.
the same. No,
yeah,
and I agree with that.
Just a big giant.
Buzz Lightyear. He does look like
Buzz Lightyear a little bit.
He has the same eyes.
Stretch.
Or something.
I think that's a stretch.
Flynn Rider kind of looks like Zachary Levi. Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know
Flynn
what?
Flynn Rider's the hottest.
Someone said Sid the Sloth looks like John Leguizamo. I agree. I think he does look like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
Oh.
He does look like John Leguizamo. It's pretty funny. And the Mammoth does kind of look like Ray Romano with the big mouth. So, yeah. So, there you go. There's your cartoon doppelgangers. And time to bring it down in just a minute, guys.
Oh, man.
Time to pay some respect here. So we have the co-screenwriter of Big Hero 6, David Gerson, recently passed away. And he has a crazy, crazy legacy in Disney. He's written so many – I mean tons of ABC shows. Let's see what else. Curious George, Open Season, Meet the Robinsons, Up. I mean he was a part – he's literally just a part of Disney history. Like half the movies that we've seen and shows that we've watched have been because of him. And it's unfortunate, but he just passed away. So that is there he is. Really sad, too, because he was only 49. Young guy.
Yeah, real young.
It's weird, like, how many people associated with, like, pop culture have, like, gone.
This
I mean,
year,
I get
man.
People die every day, but
yeah.
Yeah,
but 2016 has been rough.
Yeah.
It has been harsh.
God. It's been, like, yeah, it's just been – we're only a month and a half in, and it's just like
– slow down.
Yeah. I've been calling my mom more often just to say I love her, you know? I don't know.
I know. I mean, that's not a jest. Like, I do. I'm, like, way more aware.
Yeah.
I'm way more aware.
Speaking of Up, Ed Asner kind of looks like Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Just got to throw that one out there.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We'll bring it back. Bring it up to a lighter note.
All right. Oh,
guys,
no, we need him.
You
we
have to understand. I have this. I have a hopper just full of dad jokes. It's just and it just reloads constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like Arrowhead water. Just clunk a new gallon of dad jokes. It's clunked on top every time.
Well, I think our thoughts and prayers
cancer,
to his family and friends.
Thoughts and prayers.
And
thank you for the legacy that you've left us.
He,
amazing.
You know, last big thing he worked on got to win an Oscar. So.
Big Hero 6.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's cool. Pretty big. Way to go.
Big.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl, going out on your final season, final.
This guy in his transition,
dude. I'm good at that right
now. Really good, man.
So Peyton Manning,
yeah,
he wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
I'm
pretty
going
good
to Disneyland.
He's the first guy in like a long time to actually follow through with that. Like, what are you going to do after the Super Bowl? I'm going to Disneyland, and he actually is going.
And
to
I'm
going to
drink a Bud Light.
We don't do that.
I don't think they say that.
We don't do that.
Well, Peyton Manning
did.
I'm just saying Peyton Manning got
like,
paid a
just,
lot of money to say that.
I'm going
to
have a lot of beer. I'm going to have a lot of Bud Light. No, a lot of Budweiser.
Budweiser.
I don't know why I gave him that accent.
I thought he drank it like on the parade in downtown.
Oh, my God.
In
could you imagine?
Yeah, he was the Grand Marshal of the Disneyland parade, which is pretty good.
Ooh.
I mean, I feel – here's some footage of him – Congratulations. It's crazy. This is literally his last game of football, and it was a Super Bowl victory ever. And he's old, too. How old is he?
He kind of looks like Forrest Gump.
He is Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Yeah. They originally cast him. You know what's funny is everyone's like,
lemon shrimp.
We're not even Broncos fans.
Grilled shrimp.
I've never heard anyone do that bit starting with lemon shrimp.
So. I don't know why. I just went blank.
Good on you, Peyton Manning. Way to go.
Yeah.
Don't you love how this video, for some reason, looks like it was like filmed with like a 90s camera?
This whole thing seems very 90s, which
is funny because that's very possible. He was probably still playing football back then. This was actually filmed in 1998.
Yeah, that's not real.
I'm upset that Donald wasn't there. That seems like an affront.
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah.
It should be the Fab Five, not the Fab Three.
Maybe Peyton and Donald just,
Maybe he's a new Disney character, Peyton Manning. Maybe he's replaced Donald and Pluto.
Does he get to wear pants?
That's still in negotiation. Did you see the clip of his younger brother? Like, after he won this, like, he scored a touch, like, he threw a pass.
And
everybody's, like, celebrating. Yeah, and he's in the back and he's just like. And then the captain's like, when your older brother does something better than you, it's like, God, Super Bowl. Did you guys actually watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I literally watched until the end of the halftime show, and then I'm like, I'm bored, I'm out. And I'm from North Carolina.
What I did, yeah.
Well, the best part about the Super Bowl, as we know, are commercials. And you know what they showed a new commercial for?
Oh, man, this guy.
So good.
Yeah. That's like 5 for 5.
Today was just seamless transition. The Jungle Book. Let's watch the trailer before we talk about it. This is the new Jungle Book trailer.
Oh, I can't.
It looks like the Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Accurate.
If you can't learn to run with the pack, one of these days you'll be someone's dinner.
Oh, preach.
I can't help but notice there's this strange odor today. Man is forbidden!
Oh.
Whoa! Bitch laugh! Oh.
Peace?
Jungle Book. I mean,
like... This is like so Lion King. Yeah, so Lion. Simba.
The jungle is no longer safe for you.
But this is my home.
That's Lion King.
Only man
can protect
you now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's pirates.
Poor sweet little cub.
That's Scarlet.
What are you doing so deep in the jungle?
Get a lot of voice work lately.
Man cub who wants to live in a...
I cannot wait for King Louie.
Kid, yeah. I got ears. My
Christopher
ears
Walken,
got
King
ears.
Who's the voice? Who's the voice of King Louie?
Christopher Walken.
Is that what it was?
My ears got ears.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
Baloo!
That's a song about the good life.
Who's the voice of... Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. The soundtrack is so epic. I cannot wait.
He'll stop at nothing until he has this boy.
If anything happens to that kid, I'll never forgive myself.
You can really hear the emotion in Bill Murray's voice.
Oh, I
want
to hug a cat.
Monkey crowd surfing, yeah.
Dude, I'm so hyped for this.
Who's that? What's that big hand?
King Louie.
Oh, okay.
King
Louie. Let's be on our way.
But I'm helping Baloo get ready for hibernation.
Bears don't hibernate in a jungle.
Not full hibernation, but I nap a lot.
He's so cute. I love it.
I am so hyped for this movie.
You know, I didn't really think much of it when I heard about it, but that trailer completely sells me.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a big Jungle Book fan. Like, when I was growing up, my two favorites were Jungle Book and Robin Hood. This is pre-Renaissance, right?
So, yeah.
You are literally my ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird favorite. Because I've never dated you. So
I know.
I don't,
no, I'm so sorry. He's literally like that.
So
I'm
weird.
So embarrassed.
Don't tell Sarah. no, I even have on our shelf. Actually, we just mentioned in our last thing of vlog video, but I have like a collectible Kaa toy that you could buy from McDonald's, but it wasn't a Happy Meal toy. You had to buy a meal, and then you could also buy one of the Jungle Book collectibles.
You had to buy, like, an adult meal?
It could be anything. It was with purchase of a meal, and then you could spend a little extra and then get one of these collectibles. It's like a really heavy, like, rubber Kaa. And yeah, I'm a big fan of that movie, and I think they're doing it justice, man.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
So I haven't seen Jungle Book since before I can remember, so I'm really unfamiliar. I didn't know there were.
Let me know.
there are so many characters.
There are a ton.
It seems like so many allegiances. I didn't know.
Do you know the names of all the characters?
No, the Ben Kingsley character is like Bagheera or something.
Bagheera.
I have never heard that name in my life.
Bagheera.
Like King Louie, I was familiar
King
with
Louie.
Baloo.
Shere Khan?
Yeah. I've heard all those, but
Ka?
Like,
what's, do you know the name of the wolves?
Lupita?
Lupita Nyong'o, yes. That's the name of the wolf.
Oh, I used to know the leader of the pack.
I actually forgot that.
Like, I didn't even know there were wolves
he's raised by wolves.
Fingers crossed there is a cameo from the Beatles who are still alive and they can play the vultures.
Well, you want to.
But they weren't actually the Beatles.
They were just drawn like the Beatles.
Oh, I thought they were actually voiced by the Beatles.
I was going to say, no, the Beatles wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't have done that.
That's not a Beatles. That's not a Beatles thing to do.
That just broke my heart. I literally have thought these years.
We're getting some Google answers right now. You're the best. Can you just produce every show?
Yeah, like, really
this is
nice.
Amazing. Dude,
she's
please,
like,
we want to request you. Like, you are on that Google. That Google grind. I want to know, everyone in the chat, are you excited about The Jungle Book? And if so, who is your favorite Jungle Book character? You can answer that without even being excited about the movie. I just want to know because I like Bagheera.
Someone's asking why they made Ka a girl and not a boy.
Why do you have a thing against girls? Why can't Ka
be
a girl?
Why are you hating on ScarJo? Don't hate on ScarJo.
You're lucky. She saved you.
Tim Hudson was the fifth Beatle.
He was. He dropped out early before they hit it big, and he forever lived off canned beans. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Mm. But let me see. Let me see what the chat's thinking of this. People are hashtag lit over the Jungle Book. It was supposed to be the Beatles, but they couldn't do it. Baloo. People like Baloo, and I do too, because I feel like I'm his little britches, you know?
I do like King Louie's song in the Magical Map show. That's all fun, right?
It's the same show. It's the same song from the movie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it's a good performance.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, boo.
Yeah,
the jungle VIP.
Hey, oh, so here's a question. This movie's not going to have them, like, singing songs.
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We did get a little Baloo.
Yeah, but that was kind of just like a callback, I would say. He was like,
no, he was actually singing it. And then the song that was playing in the background was Be Like You.
Yeah.
I want to be like you.
But I could see them just taking the music from those songs, putting instrumental like background, and then, you know.
Who knows?
I know.
We're
going to
be pleasantly
really
surprised. When does the movie come out? Do we know? Dude, everyone's all about Baloo. Baloo, living that life.
Everybody,
obviously, were you guys Tailspin fans? Because that show was the best.
No, that's wrong.
That's DuckTales.
Dang it!
Tailspin. Sorry. Friends for life through thick and thin with another tailspin.
Spin it!
I'll take it.
Oh, wow, so soon.
It's really close. Are we all gonna go see it together?
Yes, we should.
Yeah, we saw Star Wars together. That was cool, man. That was so fun.
I didn't realize you guys had such a bromance.
Dude, we're like...
This is like your boyfriend when Sarah's not around.
This is, even when she's around.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you should play... Can you play my cover of it? It's way better. Leo Camacho, being a friend like you. So, listen...
can we just play more
Leo? He's really into himself, right?
I just like, it's so funny because like that was, I'm so proud of that cover because I'm not into myself, but I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because it's also, that's not me. That's definitely not me. You have to go to YouTube.
That's not me.
And I, it's a mix of
your
I Want to Be Like You.
No, your goat cover is the best thing you've ever done.
Okay, that is true. That is true.
You used to call me. You gotta go
to YouTube and do it. If you do it from Google, I don't know if it'll come up. But I mixed it with Jungle Japes. Oh, that's me. That's me, look.
This is you?
Yeah, dude. And I mixed it with Jungle Japes, which is the song from Donkey Kong Country.
Where did you shoot this?
This was, God, like two...
How long ago was
this? This is like when I first met Sarah, so like 2 years. Because Sarah, this is the first thing she ever filmed of me.
Oh, this is Sarah's handiwork?
Yeah.
Nice. I love the cinematography.
The jungle.
Get
VIP.
It, Leo!
Yeah, man. Look at that. I reached the top and I had to
stop. And that's what I hear it. I hear the DK stuff. I want
to be a man. It's, we go into it. We do like
you
a
go
full
in?
Cover. Yeah, a whistle it and everything. And be just
like the other men. Yeah. I'm okay, we have to do a whole video. We have to do this video.
I want to be like you.
Shoo-ba-dooba-dooba. I want to walk like you.
Cheap. And talk like you. Cheap. Weebity. You gotta be a monkey. What are you doing?
Cheap.
It don't work.
I'm just gonna look at the chat. Launchpad McDuck. Okay, that doesn't. He's a Launchpad McQuack, by the way. All right, we don't have to listen to my. Yeah.
No, can we just watch Leo's videos for the rest?
Can we do that? Don't waste camera on us. Just only Leo's camera.
And I'm
only
you know what? This
camera.
Is a good moment
can,
to be like.
Can we turn our camera to
Leo?
No, I've got my own camera, but I want to be like Shia
like
LaBeouf.
You.
You're just gonna film me
like
watching
you.
My own. And I'm just gonna start crying like.
Is this like a Shia thing?
This is my Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
You gotta start crying when even Stevens comes on. Yep. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Now Holes. Now it's Holes. How does Holes make you feel?
Yeah, yeah. Now Holes. Freaks and Geeks. Freaks and Geeks.
He was in a... Was he a Freaks and Geeks?
Couple episodes, yeah. Really young.
Learn something every day.
Why did I make that decision?
Yeah, I was like, that made me very uncomfortable. I was like, what is that?
You gotta get...
Why did you make that? Okay, we're
dude,
done
now
with
it's
Leo's
Jungle
video.
Japes. See, now it's Jungle Japes.
We're done.
You hear it? You hear
I
it?
I do hear it, but can we be done
can
now?
Can we be done with this now?
Can we be done with this now? Too much Leo isn't...
That's no... There's no such
there's
thing.
There's no such thing, but...
Guys...
It makes your head ring a
you
little
guys like
bit.
It? Go to my YouTube channel and then watch it. Give me those views.
I'm just kind of ODing on Leo right now. I'm like, need to like back.
Sorry,
I gotta like,
sorry,
like
that's
drink
enough
some
of me.
Water.
I won't yeah, even be on the next three episodes. That was too much of me. But...
Like, you should have come back with us after you were gone a week. Like, now
oh,
it's just
God.
A lot.
That week without me, guys, you went too crazy. They had a week without me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know how
we
feel about
fun.
It.
You can come next time.
Okay,
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Disney owns Marvel.
Yep.
But Fox owns the rights to X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Does
my
that
favorite.
Mean that Disney owns the X-Men?
No.
Only in the cinematic perspective do they not, right? But they own them in every other regard. Is that correct?
But what version? Like the comic book version? Like,
yeah,
yeah,
like they own
it,
comic books. They own the comic
yeah,
books, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's a confusing
I'm
thing.
I'm not Bob
and this is
Iger,
why we have
so,
lawyers.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring it up
yeah, why do you
is
bring
because
up?
Bob Iger
okay.
recently made a statement. I just kind of skipped over this in our lineup, but mm-hmm. it's just a statement. He just said there's going to be superhero movies forever because there's literally an infinite number of Marvel
yep.
superheroes. Now, but here's the thing. Like, Deadpool is obviously Fox. X-Men, obviously Fox, right?
Yeah.
But it's about to drop. Fantastic Four is Fox, which is funny that they own that. No, Sony owns Fantastic Four.
But this is the thing, you guys.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's gonna burn out a little bit. Like,
God,
I mean, they'll pop up here every once in a while, but the superhero stuff is gonna, people can get burnt out.
Are any of you tired of it? Because I've been tired of it for years.
Really?
Just, yeah.
When
man.
Did you lose? When did you fall off? I'm really interested in this.
I don't know. Just, honestly, I never really got into them,
well,
but then I
you
caught
never
up.
Were on.
No, but then I caught up with the movies, and they all just have the same third act. It all just leads to the
can
same.
Can I ask a question, you guys?
Big explosive
what are you?
Climax.
Team Stark? Or Team America.
America for life.
America!
Son.
I won't finish that.
Because
I already
first
used
of all,
my.
Captain America is
time.
In my top three superheroes of all time, pre movies. I was a Cap fan. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, exclusively Captain America.
Batman. I'm sorry.
That is not a Marvel character.
I understand
you
that.
You can't
but
say
he's
Team
superhero
Cap or Team
all...
Iron Man and say Batman. That doesn't.
As you said, super favorite superhero of all time. And
no,
I said,
I said
Captain,
America Captain
America
is in my top three.
No, I think you
and I
doors.
Said Batman.
I didn't say who's your favorite of all time. I said Captain America is one of my top three. Clearly, I'm siding with him over Iron Man. Clearly.
All right, well.
Because
right.
obviously if Batman was in it, there would be no discussion. He would literally destroy everybody.
I'm super into Thor because
oh,
he's
yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
So you're really
and
into
yum.
Chris Hemsworth.
Hi.
That's a,
I know you're married, but you have a younger
oh,
brother.
Oh, look at the hashtags. Hashtag Team Cap, hashtag Team Stark.
Yeah, who are we? Team Cap or Team Stark?
Light up that chat.
I'll go with Cap.
Light up that chat. Oh, really?
I'm going to go with Stark. I'm Team Stark.
Oh, but isn't he for
that's a Stark
fascism?
Difference.
No, is it
registration.
Like,
yeah,
are, yeah, register. Yeah, he's like
he's
know.
A fascist in a way.
I don't know. Black Widow's on his side. She's my fave.
Which but. I wonder what the deal with that is.
Yeah, because they're playing. Because she's supposed to still be in love with the Hulk.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, I thought
but
you ran after
like,
him, and now you're like in this weird love.
Yeah,
triangle
but she was
with
Cap in Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
were best buds.
I haven't seen all of the superhero movies, but does she eventually get a personality? Because that'd be great. Because those first couple movies that she's in,
commentary,
just really,
relevant
you know.
Commentary.
When
did you watch Winter Soldier?
I haven't seen Winter Soldier
oh my
or Avengers
God, that's
2.
The best Marvel movie, dude.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
Drunk Winter Soldier.
It'd be
oh, yeah.
so boring.
It
like,
would
all
be boring.
Right, they're fighting.
You can't, yeah, you can't do those ones.
I think
yeah.
it would
no
be
fun.
Phenomenal.
We just could do a watch-along.
I think
watch
anything
along,
good.
You just want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm
did
just,
you like Winter Soldier?
I did like Winter Soldier. I liked the first Captain America better just because...
wow,
no, this
bold.
Is why. This is why. I thought Winter Soldier was... like a better movie, but I enjoyed the original Captain America movie more because I like to see his. I love good origin stories, and I love it's like a it's set back in time.
I like the setting.
I like the setting. So that's why I enjoy that.
Do you like
more.
Agent Carter?
I love Agent Carter.
Really? I haven't seen it. You watch like every TV show, don't you?
No, I don't.
Because you host
I just
like 70 After Buzz shows.
No, I don't.
So you guys watch her on all the other shows. She like hosts like 7 shows here. I'm not even joking. She hosts 7 shows.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm really into Black Sails. If you guys like Pirates,
I
you should
watch it.
Watch
it. I need
it's
to
so
start
good.
It.
I have all the seasons. I can give them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sails is an epic, epic pirate saga. And it's a prequel to Treasure Island.
James
is
savage. That's why I grew that beard. He was too wild.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes I just look at Leo, because like the video I watch is like a little bit lagged, and there's sometimes when like Leo's talking and I'm just looking at him, and I just like I'm like, come
really,
on,
dude. Really, dude. Honestly,
I don't
that's,
mean to look at you like
no,
that.
No, no. Honestly, that's like
I
my.
I adore Leo.
That's
I
my
love
whole.
Leo.
That's my whole dynamic. I just want to say things to get Keaton to go. What?
Because Sarah's not here for you to piss off.
No.
So I'm like,
so
now
you're my
the
new
one.
Target.
Yeah.
Also, like Sarah constantly has like this face. Like I Leo, shut your mouth. So like it doesn't surprise me anymore. So I need to move on.
But
to
I'm
like,
starting
do you
to
need
get
that?
That face
are you missing
now?
That element?
She keeps me in check, dude. That's why we're playing. Well, I want to be like you on our show.
Sarah would have been like, stop it.
She would have been like, don't you dare.
Yeah, Sarah, it. I'm holding down the fort as best I can.
Sarah's
but
probably watching
this with her family.
I didn't
realize that was his bromance right here. I didn't realize this was his bromance. I didn't realize they had a
She was like, this morning, she was like, who are you going to get for the show tonight? I was like, James. Like, duh, I'm going to hit him up as soon as I get to work.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, buddy.
Thanks for the heads up, Sarah.
I got your text while I was still in bed.
We miss you.
That was a nice way to wake up.
Stretch. Reason, so here's real quick to get back to the superhero thing. The reason I ask is because Deadpool's coming out tomorrow, right? Well, technically Friday. And they've already, you know, a lot of people have already seen it. Reviews are coming back that it is the movie it should be. People are pretty stoked about it. But the post-credit scene gives something away. Should I talk about it on the show? Should I spoilers?
Okay.
Spoilers, guys.
Can we get a spoiler alert?
But really
thing?
Not
Come
that
on.
Much. It's really not that much of a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
It's not that much of a spoiler.
I just did it myself.
As you guys may have heard.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know
alert.
You don't,
it's kind of a spoiler.
I thought you were
it's
saying
not,
it again.
It's yeah, not so like storyline spoiler, really. But you guys might have just caught on the news that they've already greenlit the Deadpool sequel based on critic reviews of the movie.
Okay.
And what they anticipate it'll make. And at the end of Deadpool, they allude strongly, almost just obviously, to the fact that Deadpool 2 will feature a very prominent character in the Marvel Universe whose name is Cable.
Oh.
Do you guys know who Cable is? That's why I built it up, because I knew you guys would look at me like a deer into headlights. A thousand-yard
stare. That was like when Howard the Duck was at the end of like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, he's a Marvel
like,
character.
I know he is, but it was just like, you're like, have this whole build-up, and all of a sudden it's
thing.
Like, Howard the Duck?
No, but here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. This is what they were doing. No. Shuman Gorath, no. Howard the Duck? And everybody's like, who? Yeah, perfect. Bring it in. With Cable, they're like, whoa, he's like a big deal in the Marvel Universe. Like, Cable
Can
is the future son.
Can we pull up a picture
son-
of Cable?
Cable is
yeah,
the future
I'm
son.
I'm imagining like a Mortal Kombat
Cable
character.
Is the future son of Cyclops and Jean Grey. He's the future son who travels back in time to stop the apocalypse from happening. And
wait,
he has a techno disease.
Time out.
Wait, he has
Jean
a techno
Grey,
disease?
Yeah, he has a techno organic disease. So he's psychic, but he can't use his psychic powers because all of his psychic effort is containing the disease from spreading away from his arm into his body and killing him. So he's got a metallic arm that if he doesn't focus becomes like this big shredded. And then he has guns and he's got a glowing eye. He's cool. He's such a cool character. And he's Deadpool's arch nemesis because not that. Like, he was supposed to kill Deadpool because he's like became a bounty hunter, but Deadpool is just like a jerk. And to
Sarah's
Cable,
not here.
To Cable, and eventually they have to partner up, and it becomes like one of the most comic. This is what made
it's
Deadpool
bromance.
Famous.
There we go. Who's
it's
gonna
a,
be Deadpool?
It's a bromance,
who's
and this
Cable?
Is what brought Deadpool
who?
To the limelight.
Who would be who?
I would certainly be. Well, you're more yoked than me, so you'd be Cable, and I would be Deadpool. This guy's a fitness model, by the way. If you guys don't know, he's literally a fitness model.
What sucks is that I don't look like it with clothes on. So I'm like, no, I'm really
James.
Rich.
So just, take your clothes off, James.
Now's not the time.
Sorry,
you guys
you
will
can
have
find
to
that
tune
all over
the internet.
This is why you'll be Captain America in our video.
Yeah, you can just do that scene where you get out of the capsule.
Can I be, shirtless Captain America?
Shirtless Captain.
Are you okay with shaving
Ladies? but other than that, guys, that's the news.
That's all the news?
Yeah. You guys have any other things you want to share? Any cool Disney related?
Yeah, Slave Leia. Again.
Oh, yes. Let's get into that
what
for a second.
What is this?
We made a bet.
We made a bet.
We made a bet whether Luke was going to be evil or good, and it was inconclusive at the end of the Star Wars episode 7. and no, it's not seven. Yes, it was seven. It was episode seven, right?
Yeah. Star Wars?
Yes. Yeah, I'm like blanking. Anyways.
No, they just started filming episode eight today.
Yeah. Anyways, it was inconclusive. So
what do you think?
Evil.
He's definitely not.
Leo
definitely
would have have to wear the slave Leia costume.
Definitely not evil.
And if he was good, I'd have to wear the slave Leia costume. So
I think you both have to now.
I will. I'm not even.
I'll wear the slave Leia costume, but I just
won't do it because I didn't lose.
I didn't lose either.
It's a matter of principle.
No, I do feel like it's inconclusive.
It's inconclusive at this point.
James.
I'm sorry, man. The next episode could open with him. I know. Well, I just want to see you in that
outfit,
man.
Come on to the dark side.
Wow, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, you would. You would. I just want to say a quick point out to the chat room. People stoked about the X-Men movies now because of that news.
And people still call me savage.
Yeah. You are a savage, dude.
Like a lot.
People are getting mad.
Where is Sarah? Sarah's having dinner with her family. It's her family's birthday. Her whole family's birthday.
Speaking of birthdays, my birthday is on Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh,
ta-da.
Yes.
But yeah, that's it, guys. I want to give a few more shout-outs to the room before we end it. So thank you again. Let's see who we got in here. We've got Sarah Lee. You want to give some shout-outs with me, James, here?
Oh, yeah,
We've got Sarah Gieseke. We've got Sarah Lisa Loftis. We've got Katie T. We've got...
I want to say some names.
Yeah, hold say on. Some names, yeah, man. Give them some shout-outs.
Isabella Wassum. Lisa Wassum. Oh, maybe sisters. Maybe just coincidence. Katie
You're
T.
Special.
Superior Halo.
Love
Prince
you.
Of SD. Like the cards. That's really good.
Could be San Diego.
Monica Cortez. I think we've already said her.
Okay, everybody chiming in now. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there we go. Cool. Caitlin Holly.
Oh, Keaton Markey.
Oh, my God. I've seen her. She's that Catholic.
I'm like,
broad.
That's me.
Camille Yamamoto.
Cassidy Colvin.
And we'll give two more shout outs.
Oh,
ready?
Yep.
We've got Casey Koenig.
Okay.
Prince of SD.
Cassie Koenig.
And Dale Wentland.
Joyful. Oh, here, everybody's. Dale, he hosts also.
Oh, but he said,
Disney
don't
podcast.
Say my name, Andy.
Oh, sorry, we blew it. Get out of here.
Sorry.
Tamara Sinan, thank you guys for tuning in.
You're fired. You cannot come back next week.
And everyone you name, you're banned. Just kidding. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. That is the conclusion of Disney Movie News today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to watch future episodes.
Future.
Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Exterminate.
Also available on iTunes immediately after the show's over. But there are plenty of shows on the Popcorn Talk, so make sure you subscribe to them on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. And then follow me on Twitter at Leo Zombie and everywhere else at Mr. Leo Zombie because I'm much more official on Instagram. James, where can they follow you?
James A. Janice, Twitter, Instagram, Practical Folks on YouTube. Yeah.
I was like, Practical what?
And Practical Folks is where you can watch Junk Disney,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys can follow me at Keaton Markey. And yeah, thanks for watching. Sarah, we miss you. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you at home.
Don't come back, Sarah.
Oh,
send her my love.
Savage. Savage James.
You're going to pick a fight with the wrong.
He'll take his clothes off and show
buddy.
You how buff he is. Watch it. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.